Blind Cool Tech, February 19,
2006. You're listening to Blind Cool Tech, the podcast about ordinary, everyday blind people, coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky. Now, here's the host of Blind Cool Tech, Larry Scoochcon.
We're in front of the fireplace on a cold weekend in Louisville. It was 9 degrees this morning outside, and I'm very happy to be able to say that we have barely used the heater at all. We used a lot of wood, though. As some of you know, I've been debating about buying a wood insert for the fireplace, but I love burning the wood in the fireplace, and this is why. Check this out. I wish I could convey the warmth to you, but the sound is almost as good as the warmth. I literally have spent the weekend in front of this fireplace in a big leather chair, reading books, watching a little TV, reviewing some podcasts. That is such a relaxing sound, and with the warmth of it, it's amazing. Let me go ahead and add another little log in here just to give you a sound experience. I'm going to open the screen. And I'm going to use this log to make sure I've got a good, solid foundation. Ooh, that is hot. And we'll just lay it toward the back there. Go ahead and shut the spark screen. And let's see what that log does for us. A while ago, I think the heat was generating a little bit of interference, but I took the earbuds and the book port away from the equation, so it could be a little better this time. I'm probably six foot from the screen. So it's very, very warm where I'm at. You can hear that log has steam in it, a little bit of moisture in it. You can hear the steam coming out of it. I've got a dog laying right here to my right, and that's Jakey. Hey, little buddy. Are you nice and warm? That's one thing I've had to watch out for with this fireplace. Jake has been laying against the screen, which is probably a little too close. But he's back where he's got his body on the wood floor and his head on the tiles of the hearth area on the fireplace. It's all level in this house. It's got black tiles in front of it, the fireplace on the floor, and then black marble on the mantle. And I wish the mantle itself was wood. I mean, natural stained wood, but it's painted. And there's some woodwork on the sides that are painted. They're white. Gary, my son-in-law, and I just painted it last year. No, it's been the year before last already, actually. Listen to that. Let's go see what the temperature is in the room. I'm on my hands and knees and I don't get up as fast as I used to. I do have the ceiling fan on here in the living room blowing up. And I would say on this end of the room it's 61 maybe. Yeah, it's quite a bit cooler over here. I'm at the hallway with five steps, and this is the main floor of the house with three bedrooms and a bathroom, and it's probably 59 right here. This is without the heater running in the house. Turn down, walk back downstairs. You can definitely feel the warmer in the living room. And then as you get closer to the fire, yeah, very nice. In fact, I would have thought that the fan would have distributed this warmth a little bit better. Can't imagine the amount of heat coming out of here. It feels very nice. Jake is sure sacked out right in front of it. I don't know where the other two dogs are. I imagine Fred's in his doghouse, which is under the coffee table. And Velma? Probably on somebody's bed. Little mutt. No. I'll have to tell you all about Velma. She's a cutie. She's an old lab Sharpei mix. Like I say, I've spent the weekend right almost in front of this fireplace. It snowed here. I didn't want to get out in it. I've been reading Ray Kurzweil's new book, The Singularity Is Near. And I'll be talking with you guys a lot about some of the very interesting concepts in this book. Watched a lot on the History Channel about the 9/11 attacks on Sunday. Did you guys catch that? Some good stuff. And we watched Little King of the Hill and Simpsons this evening. Looks like we've got some good posts up there. Randy Fermenti sent in one about a stair lift. About the sending ringtones to the Motorola. So as usual, we got some pretty cool stuff on Blind Cool Tech. And sometime I wish I could have some of y'all over here in Louisville sitting in front of the fireplace. Neil, Dan, draft up a good scotch. I guess draft up isn't what you do with a scotch, but I remember when I was in college, my friend of mine and I used to play chess over a bottle of scotch, and we got to where we quit using the board and just played in our mind. And it was so interesting because while we were transitioning from the board to the mind, we kept a board going. And I'll never forget, every time I looked at the board, it seemed so much bigger than the picture I had in my mind of the board. And Gary, my buddy Gary, who I was in college with at the time, said the same thing. All right, this has been a very short cast and a very warm one. I don't know what the temperature is here in front of this fireplace, but I would say it's about 88. That's why I've been in front of it all weekend. I was reading and watching television, and I kept dozing off. I didn't mind it, though. A relaxing weekend like that is in order once in a while. I definitely would not want to do this every weekend. So I will leave you with the sounds of the fireplace.
been listening to Blind Cool Tech. Visit us on the web at www.blindcooltech.com. Send an email to blindcooltech@gmail.com or leave a comment on our comment line at 206-984-9203.